Do you need answers? Is there a need for a true spiritual and prophetic encounter with God? Join Dr. Candace Smitherman and various relevant prophetic voices from around the world. Become enlightened as we walk down the true road to an authentic spiritual encounter. You will experience the glory of God with Dr. Candace and the Glory Road Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Glory Road television show. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Smitherman. And what a week we have this week. A very, very special time. And I have a very, very special guest because as this is Passion Week for the Lord, it is a time that He is calling us to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. And my guest today has a real handle on that. His life has been completely transformed by understanding the keys to bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. He has written a book called Blueprints for Transformation, Bringing Revival and Reformation to the Nations. I'm very fond of this man. He's a mighty, mighty warrior for the Lord, and he is my apostle. I call him Papa Che. He is Dr. Che An, and he is the founder and president of Harvest International Ministries, which I am blessed and honored to be a part of. And so I want to introduce him to all of you today and have you enter into new understandings about revival and reformation for nations. Welcome, Dr. Che An.
Well, thank you. What an honor to be with you, Dr. Candace. Can I just call you Candace?
Yes, and I'm going to call you Papa Che.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you so much for being on the show with me today. It is a very, very powerful week with the presence of the Lord coming upon His people. And you have written a dynamic book, one that helps shift the kingdom into an understanding of revival for and reformation for the nations. I'd love for you to share with us a little bit about this book, Blueprints for Transformation, and what motivated you to write it.
Well, I really believe that we have entered into a historic revival and reformation. I have to emphasize reformation because we've had one reformation, the Protestant Reformation of 1517, when Martin Luther nailed a 95 thesis on the Wittenberg door of Germany. But everything changed as a result of that. We see how Christianity flourished because the timing of the Reformation was coincided with the Gutenberg printing press being invented in 1440. And so we're talking about 1517. One of the first things he did, Martin Luther, was translate the Bible from Latin to common German so that people could read it for themselves. Up to that time, only the elites or priests could read Latin. And so most of the people were uneducated. But once it was produced in common German, they wanted to read the Bible, so they started to learn how to read. So the literacy rate skyrocketed. And even to this day, Germany is one of the most literate nation, and as a result of that, one of the most prosperous nation. And we see how prosperity came to the Western civilization, Europe, to England, and then to the United States because of the Protestant Reformation. And the Lord spoke to me that we're entering into another Reformation where the difference between revival is primarily people getting revived, believers getting revived, their church getting revived. It begins with God's people. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their, wicked ways that the church has sinned. We do backslide, we do routinize, and we need to return to our first love. And so it begins with the church, but Reformation is institutions like the family institution, education institution, government institution, even here in Hollywood where I'm living in Los Angeles, the arts and entertainment institution, media institutions get reformed. In other words, they improve by the power of the Holy Spirit. So what God does is He pours out grace, not just on the church, but He pours it out on society. And see, we see the transformation of society. So the reason why I'm so excited about it, I just need to go back because I heard a prophetic word from the Lord on Passover of 2022. So it's really interesting. We're in the Holy Week, and we just celebrated Passover this past Saturday night going into Sunday morning this year. And we had Lou Engle doing a Passover service with us. He's one of our prophets in Harvest International Ministry. Of course, the founder of the Call prayer movement, but also a Million Woman Gathering that you and I were part of on October the 12th of 2024. Anyway, Lou had we had a wonderful Passover service and communion service here in Pasadena. But what I wanted to highlight, though, is that 2 years, well, 3 years now, Passover, and it was one of those days where both Passover and our Roman Greek calendar coincided. Passover was also on Good Friday. And of course, Good Friday is coming up here this week, but that year in 2022 was on the same day. And during my quiet time, I wasn't expecting anything. The Lord spoke to me that we're entering into a third great awakening. And what he meant by that is that we're coming into another season of revival, but this time we're going to see transformation of society, because we've had revivals without transformation. I got saved during the Jesus People movement of 1973, and some of the worst laws were passed, for example, by the government in 1973, Roe v. Wade, legalizing abortion. We've had over 60 million babies aborted since then. Even after the Toronto Blessing and Brownsville revival, we had same-sex marriage legal in our nation in 2015. So you could have a revival without transformation, but I believe the revival, this revival is bringing about transformation, and that's what takes place in the Great Awakening.
Yeah, that is so good. You know, I'm finding as I've been traveling a lot that revival is happening. The people of God are being re-energized and very excited about stepping into this move that is happening, where they can begin to go out and use their gifts. The fivefold ministry is really beginning to expand. People are really beginning to jump on the movement and the momentum. I really believe that what we did on October 12th, when all of us stood together on that Day of Atonement, and we really smashed that altar of Ishtar, we repented before the Lord, those changes were made. And of course, Donald Trump was put into office. It has re-energized Christians to really begin to get on board with what God is doing. Where some might have been like, I don't know what to do, this is too overwhelming for me, there's a kickstart that's happening. But really, we got to begin to move with that kickstart. And I think we need some really good principles to help us take this from this exciting revival time into reformation. And you have that in your book, because you have 12 points that really can help our minds logically grab a hold of what are these steps that we can do so we can get on board with reforming, really stepping into those seven mountains. And you've always been a huge advocate for that, making sure that we get to the top of the mountains, especially the political mountain, you know, begin to take our positions governmentally as the kingdom of God. But share with us what some of those 12 points are, because I know people are watching and they're like, you know, I feel this fire, but what do I do with this?
Well, one of the things we have to do is really pray, because it all begins with prayer. And so Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then verse 10 is very important. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we need to really unpack that, because what is heaven like? And of course, there's no one sick in heaven. No one is demonized in heaven. People are there's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what the kingdom of heaven is all about, as Paul gave us that definition in Romans 14, 17. But the scripture I want to highlight is Psalm 89, verse 14. And this is the foundation of the book. The Bible says that righteousness and justice are the foundation of heaven's throne. So heaven has a foundation, and the foundation is righteousness and justice. So when we talk about righteousness, we're talking about doing God's will based on his word. Justice is biblical justice. It's not social justice, because if we talk in society today, they'll say LGBTQ plus issues would be social justice, giving them rights. DEI is social justice, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is absolutely reversed. It's discriminating against white people and just giving favor to people of color or transgenders or those who are gay. It's reverse racism, actually. So that's not justice. So the Bible says that God's going to restore biblical justice and biblical righteousness on earth as it is in heaven. But the way it's done is the next verse in Psalm 89, verse 14, is that love and truth will proceed from his presence. It says from his face, but it's the presence, the face is the presence of God. And so we have to really see how all of us, first of all, have to have an understanding of what is true justice and righteousness. And then through love and truth, we have to transform our world around us to bring about righteousness, doing what's right, God's will in our society, and primarily in the institutions, especially with justice. So we had, for example, 4 years of Biden, President Biden, and I don't know if you remember, but this Holy Week, President Trump declared and made a proclamation and basically preached the gospel that that before the resurrection, we have to understand that Jesus died a horrible death. He suffered for our sins and he rose again. And then after his proclamation of preaching the gospel, it was so clear. And Candace, in 52 years of walking with the Lord, I've never seen a president make this kind of proclamation on Holy Week. And then he goes on to say, and he prays for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So he's praying for a revival. This is unprecedented. And so this proclamation, anyone can Google that, and just to the Holy Week or Palm Sunday when he gave it, proclamation by President Trump. But going back to the injustice of Biden, he used the most Holy Week, Resurrection Sunday, to make it the Transgender Day for America. And I just felt like, you know, no honoring of the resurrection of Jesus, no honoring of Christians, but it became the day for transgenderism. And so I just feel like, wow, you know, so this is a sign. When you talked about seeing Trump win after October 12th, I felt like the Lord say the signs that we are in revival and reformation, first of all, was Roe v. Wade being overturned in 2024. So on June 24th, 2024, Roe v. Wade was overturned. On 2022, it was overturned. And so we're talking about a huge shift taking place after 50 years of contending. We see Roe v. Wade being overturned. And then President Trump winning. To me, that is reformation, because the first thing he says is that there's just two genders, male and female. So he's declaring what is right biblically and what is just biblically. And then he also went online to say that I want to bring prayer back to the schools and the Bible back to schools. And so this is amazing. So we're seeing all these things happen before us. And of course, let's not forget that he's closed the borders. We saw so much injustice of open borders, 12 million illegal coming into our country under Biden. And now there's hardly a trickle. It's less than 50, you know, at most in a given day, when there was a million a month. It was just ridiculous. So we are now seeing real transformation take place. It's just the beginning. But what I want to encourage is everyone to think, okay, what injustice is going on right now in our society, and how could I be involved as a Christian? Because what I really feel is that Jesus in Matthew chapter 12, verse 18 says that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him and that he would preach justice to the nations. So I want to just say that the number one injustice issue still to this day is abortion. And so I believe every believer should be a pro-lifer and to vote biblically, vote for candidates who are pro-life. I believe that this transgender nonsense being shoved down our kids' throats and 100, I'm talking about 1,000 school boards have passed a law that they will not tell their parents of a child if he wants to change his or her pronoun. If they want to go through transition, parents don't have to be notified. It became a law in California in 2024, actually 2025, January this year. So those are things that are unjust, is wrong, and we have to speak out. We have to do something about that. And of course, there are many other things we could talk about, but in our world, even in the workplace, people that go to work, if you see any unrighteousness or injustice in the workplace, you need to call it out and speak the truth and love. It's amazing because the truth will set people free. You should know the truth, and the truth will set you free, as Jesus said in John 8:32.
You know, everything that you're saying is so good because this movement that God is doing in the earth right now is based on righteousness, purity, holiness, justice, these very attributes of God. And that's what I've been seeing happening in nations, is the other nations that I've been traveling to, Papa Che, they've been so excited about what happened in America and how can they help overturn what's happening in their nations as well. And so this movement that we're seeing in America, of course, with the election of Donald Trump, which again started, a few years before he was even elected, many of us went out and we spoke openly. We began to ask people to pray and to vote properly and to stand for righteousness, purity, and holiness. And we carried that all the way through to the end. And we knew God was going to do something absolutely amazing. But I'm seeing it spark into other nations too. And I know we have other nations watching us today. What would you say to other nations outside the United States of America that are excited about this? What encouragement could we give them?
Well, this is a global revival and reformation. There's no question about it because his kingdom is coming to the whole earth, not just to America. We're praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we're seeing, I just came back from Brazil, and Brazil is experiencing tremendous revival. 40% of Brazilians are now born again. Most of them are Pentecostal. A majority of the Christians there are charismatic slash Pentecostals. And yet they never experienced Reformation. They didn't experience Protestant Reformation. Now, this is me, not me saying this. I remember the first time I heard it was from Cindy Jacobs, and she said, Latin America has not experienced the Protestant Reformation because the Protestant Reformation was protesting against the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church had so routinized and became so legal that salvation was by works. And only priests could read the Bible, and you had to go through the priest instead of directly to God. And so Martin Luther began to change that by saying sola scriptura, the Bible is for everyone. And that's the final authority. And he printed the Bible. And then he said, is that we're all priests. It's a priesthood of all believers. We don't need to go through a priest to touch God. We could go directly to God ourselves. Priests are not mediators. And that we are all priests and we have direct access. But the Latin America, because it was so predominantly Catholic, both in even Brazil, even their Portuguese, most of them were Spaniards who conquered. They established the Catholic Church as the religion for these nations, and they resisted the Protestant Reformation. And as a result of that, you see the lack of biblical perspective, lack of biblical worldview. So one of the most powerful ways to bring about Reformation is truth, is based on God's word. So again, the pillars I talk about, righteousness, justice, love, and truth proceed from his presence. So truth has to be based on God's word. And so here is Brazil, for example. They have a president now that is absolutely corrupt. He's a vowed communist. He's in line with China, Cuba, Venezuela. The election was stolen, just like what happened in 20 for us. We see the same thing happen in Brazil. There's so much corruption in the government. But here's the problem. The reason why there's so much corruption in the government is there's corruption in the church. Even though they've had tremendous growth, the maturity, the holiness, the righteousness level is very, very shallow. What I mean by that is that these mega church pastors, they just blew up. All of a sudden, thousands of people were coming to their church. Their offerings were off the charts. They started to get very wealthy. They didn't know how to handle the money, and they are unfortunately, the love of money is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6:10 has corrupted them, and as a result of that, they've become woke. They become, they won't vote biblically. And so, if the church was revived in the reformational sense, they would not allow this president to be in office in Brazil. They could change Brazil overnight if they would be understanding what Reformation is all about. But the good news is now coming, and so that's why they invited me. The book is out in Portuguese, and they read the book, and so they know that what we are seeing in America, they want to see happen again in Brazil. And so I was privileged to speak to invitation only 400 congressional leaders, senators, but also Mark Thomas, some of the wealthiest marketplace leaders in Brazil, and was paid for by a businessman who is not even saved. And so we see the wealth of the unrighteous being stored up for the righteous, and this transfer taking place as he sponsored this conservative conference with me, again, by God's grace, being a keynote speaker to speak out on Reformation to Brazil. So this is something that's happened globally. You're absolutely right. You're picking it up that this is something that God's doing in every nation. We're seeing in Europe, we're seeing that they realize that their climate change policies has just absolutely ruined the economy because they're going with solar power, wind power, and in order to have industry, the Industrial Revolution began in Great Britain. You need a lot of energy, a lot of power. Of course, back in those days, they had coal power, but they don't want to use coal anymore. They won't use petroleum because, again, because they say that the carbon dioxide emitted, the pollution, is ruining our planet. And so they're more concerned about climate change than they are about their economy. And so you see, it's so tragic in Germany. This past winter, they had no fuel because they cut off their supply line from Russia. And they're just, it's, they're, they've gone back 150 years. They're chopping down trees to warm their homes with wood-fired stoves. And so instead of going with the development of even nuclear power, for example, they have the power. They shut it down. They're not using it. They're going all electric with their electric cars. And yet they don't even have the electricity for that because the solar, it's just a lot of these places, the cloud covers Europe. England's one of the most cloudiest nations. And yet they're trying to go with wind and solar power instead of, it's like the spirit of stupid has come over. And so this is why we need to bring revival and reformation that God's given us energy to grow our economy. And of course, that's why President Trump is saying the moment he became president, he said, I'm going to drill, drill, drill. He's going to open up the Keystone Pipeline. He's going to make us totally energy independent. And this is reformation on the business economy mountain.
Wow, that is some amazing revelation you're sharing there, especially, what's happening in the nations. I'm excited, to join you with what's taking place in Brazil. I'll be there in October 25th, 2025, for the 1 million Brazilian women. And we are seeing, just as you said, there's this humility that a spirit of humility that is coming over the people in Brazil. And even in the women that are being involved in this new 1 million Brazilian women movement, much like what we had here in the United States of America, they are recognizing these very things and wanting to stand for their families and wanting to come into this place of humility with the Lord, stand for righteousness, stand for truth, justice, and holiness. So they can begin, just like we did here in the United States, to begin to shift so that we can see this reformation happening in Brazil. And so we believe that this is going to continue to take place in the nations. I'm just feeling in my spirit right now. Would you mind praying for nations? Because, you know, there are so many that are excited about what is happening. And even the exposure, just like you're saying, so much is being exposed. And there can be great joy in the exposure, no matter how difficult it is to hear some of these things happening. It means that God is revealing where we're in error, where does error lie? And without exposure, we don't even know how to fix something, right? So it's a revelation from God that's revealing, you know, there's error in this culture, climate stuff. There's error in all of these different things that you've brought forth. And the revelation and wisdom of God, his truth is making us aware of where the error is and then filling us with this tenacity to go against where evil has held the people in bondage to this error, to what is so completely out of alignment. So would you just mind praying for, of course, for America, but pray for the nations right now, because I believe that people are watching and their hearts are being stirred and they need to receive an impartation from you, who is an apostle to the nations, so that we can begin to continue to kickstart this, and especially here during this Passion Week, because as people come to worship the Lord and they remember the resurrection and that sin, death, and the grave was defeated, not only did that happen, and you know, there's so much praise to the Lord for all of that, but that he defeated sin, death, and the grave for a reason. That was to empower us, his people, to go forth and now begin to be that truth and righteousness in the earth. So please, if you'll pray for the nations.
I do, and I want to be more specific. I really believe there are apostles and prophets watching, and the way that Reformation is going to take place is through apostles. They have the highest authority to transform society. First apostles, second prophets, and 1 Corinthians 12:28. And so I want to pray for that, because what we need is to get apostolic teaching. We're talking about the New Testament biblical worldview inculcated into a given society. You know, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. What are we talking about? Because in the Great Commission, Jesus said, disciple nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. And so we have to see that is Reformation, is teaching the nations what Jesus has given us and his commandments, of course, is even beyond the Torah. Thank God we're not taking anything away from the Torah. We're adding to it with the revelation of what Jesus said, that he's going to give us grace to be obedient to the word. And so, Father, I want to pray right now for those who are apostles and prophets who are watching, and many of them are in the marketplace. I pray for an impartation. Now, Lord, what you have given to me, I pray for an impartation that, first of all, Lord, they would have a hunger for your word, that they would be people of prayer. Lord, we know that the apostles devoted themselves to the word and prayer, and they raised up deacons to serve in the church, to serve practically. But we need apostolic leaders that are biblical in their worldview. And Lord, to really proclaim the truth and not be reticent and woke about, for example.
You've been watching The Glory Road with Dr. Candace Smitherman. She can be seen all over the world. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, plant a seed in the ground. You can support by going to CandaceSmitherman.com. Remember, all donations are tax deductible.